Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. Today, we're continuing in our series through the Gospel of John, and we're going to be looking at what is probably the most quoted Bible verse that we know of, starting in John chapter 3, verse 16. I'll read the passage, and then we'll get started. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. In God's great love for us, he sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but to save it. And we have to be careful how we read this passage because it so easily rolls off the tongue for so many of us. We sometimes mistakenly conclude that John 3:16 is a quantitative observation about God's love. In other words, we read it sometimes as saying God loved the world so much that he sent his one and only Son. When in reality, this is a qualitative observation about God's love. In other words, to translate this into English from the original Greek, the best way to do it would be something more along the lines of, in this way, God loved the world. The focus is on how God has shown his love, not how much love God has. God sent Jesus so that the world might be saved through him. Jesus bore the punishment we all deserve. He faced the death that we earned to receive his gift of everlasting life or salvation. We must believe in him. Romans 8:1 says it this way. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who believe in Jesus Christ. This belief goes beyond just an awareness or an agreement that Jesus died for us. God longs for an intimate relationship with us and sent Jesus to offer a way to restore our relationship with him. He wants us to know him, not just to know about him. And so we also cling to, abide in, trust in, and surrender to Jesus. We live in and out of our relationship with him. John 8:12, as you continue reading through this gospel, Jesus declares that he is the light of the world. And it's interesting because John ends this section in chapter 3 by discussing the relationship between darkness and his light. Many will choose not to follow Jesus or walk in the light because this way of living exposes the reality of our hearts. And it's very interesting about how John phrases this, saying that those in darkness hate the light. And the reason is because light exposes what's happening in the darkness. See, for most of us, it is far more comfortable for us to remain in secret because it's comfortable. We don't need to step out in fear of what happens if people knew what was really going on in our hearts and minds or behind closed doors. And what this tells us is that for so many of us, our relationship with God is actually built around fear and not around love. See, fear says we have to be afraid of God because if he finds out or exposes what's going on in our hearts and minds, that will automatically lead to condemnation. But John starts this passage by saying, hey, I want you to understand how God has loved you by giving his son for you, before you. Right? He wants us to see that God desires not a fear-based relationship with us, but a love-based relationship with us. That's why this same John who wrote this gospel will go on to say in his letter, 1 John, that God is love, right? That it is so essential to his nature, that this is how he responds to us. We're not invited in following Jesus into a fear-based relationship, but a love-based love-based relationship, which is why this passage has become so fixated in our hearts and minds. There is a old hymn that some of us will be familiar with that I think encapsulates the depth and magnitude of God's love and explains a bit of why we are so attracted to this idea, even if we don't often come back to it. The hymn is The Love of God is Greater Far, written in 1917, and verse 3 of this hymn ends this way. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stock on earth a quill, and everyone a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Friends, today, as we look at John 3:16 and reflect on what this passage means, let us be floored by the way in which God has loved us. Now, let's take a moment, not just to read it in, but pray it up. Remember, Jesus did not come to condemn. How often in our own lives have we condemned others or passed judgment on them, thinking we are better, or that God would never save them, or that they're too far gone? Think back to what your life was like before your relationship with Jesus. Pray and ask God that He would soften your heart to those who are lost like you once were, that you would have a desire to see them not just change their life, but to be changed for life by Jesus. Now, let's take a moment and talk about living this out. You see, relationships take time and commitment. Successful marriage, that doesn't happen instantly following the wedding ceremony, nor does friendship, deep and meaningful friendship, develop the moment you meet somebody, right? An abiding relationship with Jesus doesn't happen the instant we accept Him into our lives either. It takes time, commitment, authenticity, and a willingness to sacrifice. Think about your closest friends or family members. What do you do daily to build and sustain those relationships? Now, how can you apply those same habits to develop and strengthening your relationship with Jesus? Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.